Safety at events. It is something we think we have under control, until something goes wrong. Maarten van Rijn still doesn't have all the answers yet, but asks the right questions that has the industry thinking. Hi Maarten, welcome in our studio.
Nice to be here, thanks very much.
We're going to talk about safety on events. If it goes wrong at an event, it's dramatically. How do we have to handle that safety on events? What questions do we need to ask ourselves?
Well, and the main thing is, for me, who is deciding for the authorization of a certain event on, in a city or on a site? Mm-hmm. Who is actually saying, yes, you can go on with this event, based on what? Yep. Is that just somebody who is working for the municipality? Mm-hmm. Or is it a group, a team of people with all different kind of skills and knowledge? They assess their contingency plans and then say, okay, because we know from different points of view, looking from different angles, that this is a safe event, safely mm-hmm. organized. And I think in most of the cases in the Netherlands, that's not the case. It's just like, okay, there is an organizing party and they suggest a certain mm-hmm. a certain event. There is the rules from the government.
Yeah.
If you fill the rules, you fulfill them, then it's okay.
Yeah.
But is that nowadays based on the amount of people, based on the size of events, is that compatible? Is that correct that we do it that way? Or should we do it differently?
But then we're talking also about responsibility.
Yeah, I think there are actually three parties to have a responsibility in this yeah. case. The first one is the organizer. If you organize a very big event mm-hmm. and you do that for your customer, mm-hmm. your customers should be satisfied, should be happy, and he needs to come back next year because that's your business.
Yeah.
So morally, you are responsible for the safety as well. And not only the government, the second party, who is hosting the event on their premises.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they give the authority for the event and they have responsibility, but they are not the only ones. It's the moral mm-hmm. responsibility yeah. of the organizer, and it's the government. But the third party is the visitor himself. Because take for example, a big storm is coming up mm-hmm. and the organization committee and together with the government says, listen, in 2 hours time, there will be a big storm over our heads.
Yeah.
And we want to evacuate the whole scene. What is the audience doing?
They want their money back.
They want their money back. They are leaving because it's beautiful.
The sun is still shining.
It's still
yeah.
shining, beautiful weather. Well, they can consult the smartphones, but just a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
So they are responsible as well. So they should behave accordingly. That there must be a triangle in that perspective. Mm-hmm. They should be aware that safety is not 100% guaranteed by both government and organization party. So they have a responsibility themselves as well.
But
mainly organizer and government.
When it goes wrong, everybody has something to say. They should have done it that way, yeah. but that is yeah. afterwards. That's yeah. very easy.
That's always.
How did we come to a way of working where we can upfront, before the event, take an inventory of the risks and do a good assessment on, is this a safe event or not? What would we need?
Well, I think there should be a standard. Mm-hmm. There should be a standard way of ranking events. Five stars is the safe event, and the five stars are coming from the branch itself, mm-hmm. because the branch itself organizes safety requirements for events, for all kinds of events. And the only way to do that is to work together with different disciplines. Mm-hmm. So there is a multidisciplinary view on your safety of the event, not only for health purposes, not only for fire brigades, mm-hmm. not only for, but the whole mixture of stakeholders. They should be involved in the discussion. Then there should be a risk assessment, which is a standard where you can calculate the different risks, and you discuss that between the different parties. That guarantees you the most optimal situation on safety known by, well, the people who should know.
Yeah.
And that will set the standard for safety elements.
Okay.
And I think that's the important thing to do together.
But then it's the branch itself that needs to take action and not the government? Or
no, I think if the government does it, then it will be very strictly. And there are two ways the government will handle. No events at all, because they don't want to take any responsibility anymore. Or they exaggerate and they make it so strictly that the costs will be enormous.
Yeah.
So if and the government doesn't have a clue about safety on events, they are not equipped. Well, not all. At least, as of course, the bigger governments know exactly how many events and what can happen. But not all the governments have that.
In small
cities, they don't have that. They've got one event or two big events every year, and that's it. And you can't have just one municipality employee who is doing only that festival for the rest of his life. That's ridiculous. So there should be more training and education, to educate people to look at those kind of events with the skills to do a good risk assessment, with a multidisciplinary view on that. So if you upgrade that level of education by people involved, organizers, government, other stakeholders, then the whole safety level of events in the Netherlands will increase. And then you can rank it with stars.
Yeah.
And if it is a five-star event, it still doesn't say that the audience is just going there and, oh, everything is arranged. No, there's always a responsibility for the audience as well.
Yeah. But if you look at, for example, soccer stadia,
they
need to be empty in 10, 12 minutes.
Right.
And there are very strict rules for that.
Yeah.
Yep. But at events, we have the same amount of people and
even more.
Or even more. And not the same rules, or at least they are not clear.
Yeah. My point, why are we organizing it in stadium where you can do it every 14 days? You have 40,000, 50,000, maybe more people inside. If something happens, it should be empty in 10 minutes. Now we're organizing an event. In festival, on a field, very rough.
No.
If something happens in the stadium where it's rough, it's not allowed. It should be real flat, because otherwise people can stumble over it when there is a rush. But we accept that in events. That's strange. What is the rule and regulation? Who is responsible, morally or actually?
But then we are also talking about training and knowledge.
Yep.
Because if you have to decide to permit an event to take place, you need to have the right training and education.
The event branch should be more cooperative with knowledge institutes. Nowadays, it's my thing, it's my event, it's my knowledge. And they keep it to themselves. And if you do that, and everybody does that, there is no exchange of knowledge. So we can't improve the way, in my perspective, we should improve because it's needed because of the big size of the events nowadays.
Okay. There are a lot of questions.
Yep.
Let's see who comes with the answers. Maarten, thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.